Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts. We're ready for takeoff. Are you ready to experience the best 24 hours on Earth? Are you ready? Excuse me. Ready for an around-the-clock guide to global adventure. I love to travel. You know, I am a speaker on international cruise ships, and I've had the most exquisite opportunities to witness each country at dawn, the dawn of dawnings. And today we're going to learn about Australia, San Francisco, and so on and so on. But it just dawned on me, no pun intended, that I'm going to open the lines this entire week. You're invited to weigh in on the most explosive election in years or ever. It's contemptuous. It's almost hilarious. If it weren't real, it would be. But what say you? Now, here are the rules. You may call in and let your voice be heard. But I don't want it to be nasty. I just want to hear how you feel. Hi, my name is Jill. I'm 31 years old, and this is how I feel about the election. And do any of you have a prediction? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Dawn. That is when the light, it grows as the sun rises. Dawn begins to appear. Dawn, the first appearance as of daylight. You have no idea. On board ship, I was always up at the crack of dawn. When we were coming into port, because I wanted to feel the energy and to be part of the dawning of a new day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. So sit quietly. Can you do that? Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and imagine in your mind's eye the dawn of dawning. Whether day breaks gently or in a fiery glory, dawn is a time to look at the world in a new way, because each country, each port of call had a different expression of dawning. For example, in San Francisco, I didn't know this, power up your morning workouts on the city's signature stairs. Did you know that? You could skip the tiny hotel gym and opt for climbing San Francisco's more than 670 stairways instead. Whether your goals include a glut-burning workout or merely spectacular views in the fresh air, plan to go uphill. The wide and well-maintained Lion Street steps lure fitness fanatics. 16th Avenue's tiled stairs are a work of art. Baker Street claims the longest continuous staircase in the North Side neighborhoods. And extremists seek out Bernal Heights with the most stairways, covering more than 50 blocks in this notoriously hilly city. Did you know that about San Francisco? I didn't. Oh, and it just dawned on me. I love the epiphanies that I get. But I need to say happy birthday to a very special gal. Hey, Cindy, you don't look a day over 30. Have a marvelous day. Your mom and dad wish you well. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. This is a great opportunity to give a voice to your passion. The power of the spoken word. A win-win proposition, confidence, and value. Do you want to soar with me? Do you have a product? Do you have a service? Do you have a business? I don't know what it is that you want to share with the world. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, your product. You get to host your own show on Blog Talk Radio. I will host, co-host with you. No live cannons, loose cannons. But those of you who have done advertising, marketing, and, you know, the powerful expression, I mean, the recipe for powerful marketing is exposure, exposure, name recognition, and repetition, repetition, repetition. Oh, well, Kathy, I took this ad out in the paper and I didn't get any response. Well, how can you? The interest span of a human being is 5 to 8 seconds. What did you expect? So put the money where your mouth is. Let's put the action where your mouth is. Do you really think you're a hot shot? Do you really think that you've got this invention, this book? I don't care what it is, but it has to resonate with me. So you email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and all the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on October 25th and it's Global Adventure Part 1. But now you've got this great idea and you need to share it with the world. Well, let's see what you got. No guts, no glory. If it resonates with me, I rehearse you. I take you through the full half hour. No commercials, it's your show, your way. And then I send you the link. The proof is always in the pudding. I wonder where that expression came from. You then email the link to your database, and you ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on. And before you know it, your show is sitting on top of the world. You've circled the world. And you can take as many shows as you want. The first one is great for development, and then we review it. I review it with you. Scale of 1 to 10, you get to score yourself. We do this? You mean email Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then, Mijmo Devanit, that in Croatian is, we shall talk. Log on simplyageless.net. Click on the video. Log on kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on the video and don't forget the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Nonfiction. Choices. Nonfiction. Available at Author House. The Elixir is only available through me. It's an e-book or a soft book. Choices, awe-inspiring authors, celebrities, authors and celebrities in their own right, share with you how they traverse the abyss from down in the valley to the top of the mountain. The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, and 101 Great Ways. The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon. Choices, authorhouse.com, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. So 115 of us took out the time to share with you that you're not walking alone. That's available at Self Growth and Amazon. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Blog Talk Internet Radio is exploding. It's a powerful marketing tool, and it's a learning curve, and it's all about you. Come on, soar with me. Let's keep the momentum going in 2016, climbing higher on the path of life. Now, before I go into my little commercial break, someone has been waiting, so I'm going to click them on. Be with me. Hello there.
Yes, hello, Kathy. Hello. Hello.
Who am I hello. Who am I talking
to?
Yes,
my name is Saul Rosenberg.
Saul Rosenberg. Now,
yes,
you're located what? In San Francisco?
Oh, well, I used to be in the beautiful upstate New York, but I recently moved out west to San Francisco.
Ah, are you the stair climber that's attempting to climb stairs?
I recently, before I moved from New York, I was going up and down the steps because I seen you doing it, you know, going all up and down the buildings, the steps of the skyscrapers, so I figured it's something I could do to get in shape. But I guess I was making too much noise, and this gentleman came out from one of the offices there, and he fired some coffee all over the back of my neck, and I fell down and took a tumble down the steps, you know, and shoes fell off.
Well, the one thing, you never climb down again. You take the elevator, and you must check with your doctor. Now, tell me, why did you call in today? What's on your mind?
Well, you're very inspirational for me, you know, with the step climbing and everything. And as my legs heal, I'd like to get back into the stair climbing thing. So I was wondering if there's any advice, you know, because I'm always, my arms are still good, so I'm always pulling myself up, you know, on the bookshelves.
How old are you?
So if I fall, I'm 64 years old.
64, you have to check with your doctor. You see, stair climbing is nothing to fool around with. However, you should be working with a heart monitor, and you have to check with your doctor. You have to build your heart base. The heart is a muscle, and this is what most people don't understand. And stair climbing goes into anaerobic. You could keep it down to the aerobic, but you have to climb very slowly. And you mustn't take 10 flights. You start out with one or two. And then don't climb down. Just take the elevator down. This is nothing. I'm a runner, too. Look, I'm an exercise evangelist. I've been doing this all my life. And it's arrogant to think, oh, I have runners who will say to Bill, my husband, who unfortunately passed away in June, we would run the Boulder Boulder in Denver. And that was a 10K, and that I computed out to about 6 miles. And the high altitude never bothered us because in 1980, we started to build our heart base. The heart is a muscle. Do all of you understand that? It would be like me going to a weightlifting competition and say, yes, I could lift that 500-pound weight. If I attempted to, I would go into cardiac arrest because you haven't built the heart muscle. So your first step is to get a sports doctor who understands, and I can't go into it because we're going to take a trip around the world today. In fact, the entire week, we're going to be on the global adventure 1, 2, 3, and 4. But you need to get in touch. You need to be in touch with a sports doctor who knows about the value of building the heart base, and he will determine what your low and high is. And then for 1 year, you stay in between the low and the high. After the year, you could run out for a minute or two anaerobically to build the heart muscle. But before you could do that, you have to build a heart base. I'm going to do a whole show on this, so just keep listening. Thank you for calling in. I hope I answered your question, but I must get on with the show. Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
My pleasure, dear. Listen to me, all of you. You have to build a heart base. And I've just written myself a note. Kathy, do a couple of shows on this, because your heart will love you. Your heart will love you. How many of you, because the elevator didn't work, you had to climb one flight of stairs and you nearly passed out? It is an incredible exercise for the heart. And by the way, all of you gals and guys, it's great for your glutes too. Unbelievable. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to introduce my sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. The brotherhood and sisterhood, Impact and Ironworkers. Can't you just feel the energy? They're titanics shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about them, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Domperion of the trades. My mission, my purpose, I want to introduce you to Ironworkers. They're just not a brawny but no brains. I mean, these are artists. They're the Michelangelo of the landscape. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is always my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. There is a sisterhood. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, they were doing some work in my studio, and there's a little bit of dust floating around here. So forgive me. Gals, this is for you too. Log on, ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. But now think about it. For 3 or 4 years, you're an apprentice, and you get paid, and your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And then you graduate into the journeyman. I married an iron worker, and I come from the world of hail, from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And they said it wouldn't work. It did for 64 years. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you have a little issue? You could contact him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Looks Do Matter. Oh, sidebar. I have to tell you, I'm writing another book, self-published, The Simply Ageless and Timeless Gospel, According to Kathy. Your body and mind don't age. We do by our choices. Sidebar, I had an opportunity to talk with one of the guys that working in my studio room. They were replacing, I don't know, windows or what. And he shared with me his age, 67. He said, you know, I am retired. I said, no, I didn't know that. And he said, I've got to keep moving. Because if you don't, you're going to kick the bucket. And I kind of chuckled and I said, oh, you mean pushing up daisies? He said, yeah. And I just want to enjoy my life. So I don't mind traveling 5 hours round trip each day. It keeps my brain functioning. What about all of you? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Did you know that stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body? Listen to me, darlings. When you get the book, you're going to learn. For men, women, all ages, ethnicities. We all have a body, and we all have toxins. In the book, you'll learn how to release the toxins by simply doing acupressure with your fingertips. It is amazing. It is just amazing. And the book is available. You email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. I will send you the ebook, a small fee, and you could get the soft book. I like the soft book because I had to cut back on the ebook. I didn't want it to be thousands of pages long. But you've been chosen to fill a place on this earth today, October 25th, 2016. Well, darlings, if you don't fill it, who will? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, brilliant author, survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. She developed TNT, toxic negative thinking, which is not, she embraces that and says, no. Flush it down the toilet and embrace PEP, positive energy with power. Her book is available at Author House. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, oh, you want to start your own business? Awesome. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. You're smart enough. You don't need a college degree and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. Have you been downsized? I don't know what your position is. But there is a way to fulfill your dreams. It just dawned on me that I need to promote this more. Just don't sit there idly. Don't you want to reach your goals? And don't you want to keep growing higher on the path of life? Do you want to be your own boss? You know how to reach me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now back to our global adventure part one. Again, sit quietly, and I want you to see it in your mind's eye. Oh, were we in Turks and Caicos? Got up at the crack of dawn, walked to the beach, and I just sat in the sand, and I let my toes, you know, trickle into the water. And Bill, I always called him Hollywood, was standing in the back with his sun hat on. His skin was very thin, so we were always cautious that he wouldn't get a sunburn. Don't you want to feel free to live your dreams? Come on, get a pen and pad out right now. Where do you want to go? You start small. It's wintertime in Wisconsin, where I'm located, and I just wonder how many people leave the area to go to a warm climate. I'd rather cruise. I'd rather fly. But what if you went, if you wanted to go to Melbourne, Australia? That's the second, morning's in Australia's second city. Begin with croissants and a long black. What do you think a long black is? That's coffee. Followed by fab street art, kayaking, and flying fire. I love to get calls from Australia. The call in number 347-637-637. 3789. Come soar with me. Street arts. If coffee is one way Melbourne likes to tout its superior over Sydney, which is the leading city, art is another. Grand museums, low-keyed galleries dot the town. Oh, Europe has so much history. So much history. Oh, footy time. Huh. Everyone in Melbourne, and I mean everyone, Barracks or Roots 4, one of the Melbourne's many footy teams. What do you think that means? Who knows? What does footy mean in Australia? Does anyone know? It is a football. Absolute football. How about kayaking? On a sea of gleaming glass condos and office towers. This is a city, the Docklands, a city of 4 million, yet you and I have this waterway to ourselves. Don't you want to live your dream? Tell me, where do you want to go? San Francisco with stairs? Do you want to stay in the States? In 24 hours, how many cities or states do you think you could visit? I love New York, the city that never sleeps. I have kinship that live in New York. And I love San Francisco, California. I just never dreamed that it had so much history, and yet it comes to stair climbing. Nebraska, where do you want to travel to? Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Feel free to live your dreams. Oh, what about the Persian Gulf? Before the glitzy skyscrapers, before the oil boom, Dubai, and the rest of the United Arab countries were known for natural pearls, a reputation the region hopes to recapture. They have a diving center. You sail to an island, onto a pearling, how to learn, how to identify and find pearl-filled oysters. And you see, an oyster cannot create a genuine, beautiful pearl without friction. But you want to live your adventure? Log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And listen to the shows this whole week, built to take you higher on your path of life. Do you want to just stagnate? Do you want to just be there? I mean, no matter where you live, I don't care where you live, why don't you get up at the crack of dawn tomorrow and see the sunrise? Take a cruise. Be adventurous. The dawn of dawnings. I want you, look, your life is not a dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Tomorrow I'll be on at 11:30. Be sure and call in. And remember, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Au revoir.